Give me the word. Make it plain and clear to me. Give me the word. It's a light that I might see. Give me the word.
Give me the word, an outreach of Restoration Church. Visit us online at restorechurch.ca. Now let's join Jeff Edwards as he brings us a word of encouragement, hope, and restoration for today.
This is Jeff Edwards, and thank you for tuning in to Give Me the Word. It's always exciting to bring you the Word of God. There's something about the Word of God that stirs the heart of man. Why? Because the Bible says in Romans chapter 10 and verse 17, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Why? Because God spoke the Word. There is breath life of God in each and every word that's of the Word of God. It brings life and hope into our lives right now. So no matter where you're at, I want you to just stay with me on this journey this morning. I want you to get your coffee and set it right there beside you. I want you just to enjoy where God has you at the camp right there right now. Even if you're on your way to work or if you're just at the house, I want you to relax right now and take these next few minutes and just give this time to the Lord. Can we begin by making this next 26 minutes just a time where we're giving it to God, and we're going to allow God to speak to us and move in our lives and touch our heart, encourage us. We're going to allow God to help begin shifting our mindsets so that we can see Him for who He really is, and that God can just have His way in our life. Can we begin that way? You know, Jesus taught how to pray when His disciples said, Lord, teach us how to pray. And Jesus said this, Our Father. Now, that's what we need to understand. He's a loving God. That He loves you, who art in heaven, that He is far above all of our situations and circumstances. Hallowed be Thy name. Oh, we bless You, Lord. Would you just bless the Lord right now? Thank You. What does it mean to bless the Lord? To thank Him for who He is and to magnify who He is, to glorify who He is. Can we just fill the atmosphere right now where we're at with His presence and with His glory? And just say, God, You are high and lifted up. There's none like You. You are magnificent. Thank You. You are a good Father, a merciful God, a loving God. I want to know You. Not about You, but I want to know You. Can you just say that to Him today? As we begin this morning, breaking down the walls that would hinder our life of faith and keep us from receiving, say, I am a receiver. I'm a receiver. I'm a believer, and believers believe. I'm a believer. Say, I'm a believer. I believe. It's easy for believers to believe. When I speak the Word of God to you, you should just readily receive it, just like a little baby takes to the milk that its mother's given. Just like the little bird, when mama bird drops the substance in there, the little bird just goes and eats it up. You know, you should be like that this morning, that you're just going, Lord, fill me. Satisfy my soul with good things. Don't be so concerned about the pressures of life. We've taught you that if you're living a lifestyle of faith, if faith is what you've made the decision to live, you see, I chose to live in Canada. Canada has a different set of rules and guidelines and different privileges and things that come from being part of the Canadian people. You know, this is my adopted nation in the name of Jesus. And I'll tell you what, it's the same way with heaven. You know, I'm a citizen of heaven. I've changed my citizenship from earth to heaven. And that citizenship carries with it certain rights, certain privileges, certain responsibilities that I now have that I didn't have before. But I'm going to live a lifestyle based on heaven, not on earth. You see, when we send our ambassadors to another nation, their lifestyle isn't based on that nation. We import our lifestyle. Sure, there may be some differences, but you know what? They live a different lifestyle. They endeavor to live the lifestyle of the nation they come from. You know, can I tell you what? We need to live the lifestyle of heaven right here on earth. And it takes faith to do that. That you can be assured, as I said last week, you no longer need to worry about your future. You can become strong and confident. You can experience joy. You can become immovable. You can begin to expect the miraculous. Listen to this. You know, 2 Peter 1, 3 through 4 says this, as his divine power hath given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue, by which we have been given to us exceeding great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. 2 Peter 1:3-4. His divine power has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. If I were to ask people right now, if I were to ask you, you know, and take a survey and everybody could just respond to me right now, and I would say to you, what are the three largest concerns in your life? Do you know, overwhelmingly, when they do these type of statistics, these three things come up: health, money, and stress. Health, money, and stress. You know, when you look those, God says that he has the answers that for everything that pertains to life and godliness. He's got the answers to your health questions. He's got the answers to your money questions. He's got the answers to your stress questions. But the question is, will you live the lifestyle that he wants you to live so that you can see what he wants you to have come to pass in your life? You know, there's one of the most well-read books has been The 7 Principles or Successful Habits of People. And, you know, someone wrote these, and I want to give these to you, okay? And they're from a website, and it's called Nia Smith, okay? And it's this, the biblical goal setting. We've been talking about biblical goal setting and the 7 habits of good biblical goal setting. Pray before you proceed. I like that. Number 1, before you establish anything in your life, pray. Brother Jerry taught me years ago, and I've heard him say, that all failure is a prayer failure. Now, I want you to reevaluate where you're at. Some people are thinking, wow, that's why I've failed at things. I didn't pray enough. Wait. Not everything that doesn't work out the way you think it works should work out is a failure. Get a hold of that right now. I'm speaking a direct word to somebody right now. You think you've failed. But no, not everything that didn't work out right is a failure. It's a stepping stone. There's something out of it that God will use to get you to the next place. But I want to ask every person listening to me right now, I want to ask you personally, you want to see God's things come to pass in your life? You want to live a lifestyle of faith? You want to receive and be a believer? Are you willing to pray before you proceed? You know, ask God first what you should do. Matthew 6:33 says, seek ye first. That means with effort. Put some effort into it. You know, it says seek him early. You know, that's not just early in the morning. That's before you go and do anything. That means, you know, seek him early in your life, young. Seek him early in the thought processes of any plans you're making. Seek him early, okay? Give God's power a chance to work. Give God's power a chance to work. Don't quit so soon. You know, listen, when God gives you a great big goal that you believe is beyond your capabilities, I love what Pastor Henry Hinn said. God, you know, let me just paraphrase it this way. And every great man of God or woman of God I've ever heard minister has always said this. God has never asked me to do anything that's possible. If it's possible, you can do it. It's the impossible that takes God to get involved in. And that's not just setting out there and trying to attempt things that are way in high and lofty for whatever reason. No, it's hearing from God. It's praying and then, you know, looking at what God says and begin moving in that direction and give God's power a chance to work. In Ephesians 3:20, it says, now unto him who is able to do far more abundantly than we ask or think, according to the power at work within us. There's something at work on the inside of you. The dunamis of God, the exousia of God, the power of God is at work on the inside of you. The power of his word, the power of faith, the power of love, the power of peace, the power of joy. You see, the fruit of the Spirit has incredible power to help our lives achieve what God wants. And it's that fruit that makes all the difference in our life. You know, God didn't give you a spirit of fear. It tells us in 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 7, for God did not give us a spirit of timidity or cowardness or fear, but he has given us a spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind and personal discipline, abilities that result in a calm, well-balanced mind and self-control. Do you know your victory could be in your self-control? Moderation. Moderation. You know, God's given us all things richly to enjoy, but moderation in all things. You see, that fruit of the Spirit is self-control. You know, you can, I like what one friend of mine said, a pastor friend of mine said it this way. He says, Jeff, the spirit of the prophet is subject to the prophet. You can be quiet when you want to. And he was talking about, you know, when you go and you do a church service, you can stop. Well, you know what, folks? You have the ability to make a decision. You can stop doing what you're doing. You may need strength. You may need support. You know, you may need to change some things in your life and get rid of some things in your life, but you have the ability to choose, and you cannot be afraid. But if you'll choose a lifestyle of faith and you'll get God's power a chance to work in your life, don't quit so soon. Stick with it. Stick with it. Right around the corner could be the victorious promise that God has made you. Write down your goals. These are just some habits. The Bible tells us in Habakkuk 2:2, write down the revelation and make it plain so that you know where you're going. You know, when I'm going to a place, you know, I just went to Sault Ste. Marie and Thunder Bay and Geraldton, and you know what? I punched them into my GPS, and I knew where I was going, and guess what? It routed me there. And if there was something on the road, it rerouted me when necessary. If I made a mistake, it rerouted me, but ultimately I knew the destination. You see, when you write down where you're going, when you get the time with God, and you put God first, and you pray, and you not afraid, and give God's power a time to work in your life, and you've got it written down, guess what? You're going to see the victory. I've been teaching our folks at church. As a matter of fact, if you don't have a home church and you live in the greater Sudbury area, come visit us Sunday mornings at 10:30, 1621 Valley View Road. It's right in greater Sudbury. You know what? 15 minutes from any place. You know, we live 15 minutes from Four Corners, 15 minutes from the Valley, 15 minutes from Coniston. We're just 15 minutes from everywhere. Hallelujah. It's not too far. Don't think it's too far. When I lived in Fort Worth, Texas, I drove 45 minutes to get to a church. And I drove that 45 minutes to get to a church, and then I waited 30 minutes in line before I could park the car. That was when T.D. Jakes first launched his church down in Dallas, Texas. We drove from Fort Worth to Dallas. It was anywhere from 45 minutes to an hour by the highways. And then I'd wait 30 minutes to get parked. And then I'd sit where they told me to sit because the place was just full all the time. And you know what? I like what John Osteen said, Houston, Texas, when he built a mega church when there wasn't such a thing as a mega church. And he said this, a church alive is worth the drive. You know, we got people that drive and visit us when they're out of town as visitors. They'll come and they'll be with us. But let me tell you what, many times you don't recognize what's right in your backyard. You listen to me bringing you this message of encouragement every Wednesday and you live in the greater Sub area and you don't have a church home, come visit us. It's not too far. We invite you, May and myself invite you, come out and be part, connect with us. And those of you that are listening to me as I'm speaking right now, if you don't have a church home, get a hold of us and in your city, and we'll try and help you find a good Bible-based church that'll be a blessing to you, and you can be a blessing to it, because faith grows in community. And so you need to establish an action step. These are things about goals. You know, the Bible tells us in Proverbs 24:27, do you plan and prepare your fields before building your house? You know, Proverbs 16:9 says, in their hearts, humans plan their course, but the Lord establishes their step. You know, I have a plan. It's totally subject to change, whatever the Lord wants, but I've prayed. I'm seeking the Lord. I put down in writing what I believe the Lord is saying. I put out some action steps to be able to move ahead. I look back. And here's what I live by. Listen very carefully. This is what I live by. Prove all things, okay? Prove all things. Hold fast that which is good. You know, I test the waters. I chart the things because I'm doing my best to hear from God. You see, some things just don't work out. Well, that's all right. They didn't work out. But that doesn't mean that you don't keep moving in the same direction, just a different way. So you make a detour, but you know where you're going. If you're going to be successful in life, if you're going to be successful in a life of faith, if you're going to target your faith and really receive from God, you're going to have to spend that time with God. Pray before you proceed. You're going to have to give God's power a chance to work. You're going to have to write it down. You're going to have some establish some action steps, and then you're going to have to review it to see how things are going, to see if you need to make any adjustments. It's okay to make adjustments. Adjustments are good. You know, I'm losing weight right now, and every once in a while I got to adjust the belt buckle. That's good. You know, I like that. Adjustments are good. Just say that to yourself. Adjustments are good. Well, sometimes we just need a small adjustment. And in the book of Song of Solomon, it says, little foxes spoil the vine. Sometimes it's just a little adjustment. Engine enthusiasts will know this. I mean, we don't see it as much now because of all the electronic ignition and everything. But you know that carburetor? Sometimes, you know, they had that little screw that just adjusted the mix of air and gas and, you know, for it to ignite. Sometimes you just need a little adjustment. Okay, now, wait a second. Some of us need some great big adjustments. All right, let's be honest now. Some of us need some great big adjustments. Some of us are struggling because we just need a little adjustment. We don't understand why it doesn't seem to be working quite right for us. Just, you're on the right path, you're right now, you're doing everything you know to do. Sometimes it's a little adjustment. So let's be honest with ourselves. Okay, and make the adjustments that are necessary. Overcome the fear and the obstacles that are ahead of you. Roadblocks, distractions, and obstacles, they happen. Whether it's business, it's ministry, it's family, it's finance, it's health, that stuff happens. Why? That's life. I'd like to just say it to you very clearly. That's life. You know, Frank Sinatra sang that song, you know, years. That's life. You know, you're up one day and down one day, but you can get to where, guess what? You're stable even in every situation in life. It's life. Life comes along to us all. You know, there are good times, there are bad. There are seasons in life. But God's Word helps us remain constant throughout those seasons. You've got to overcome the fears, the obstacles, the distractions. Sometimes you have to have the right people around you to get you to look at things indifferently. You make the adjustments and you move on in courage. You press towards the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And you remember this in Isaiah 41:10. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Oh, wow, what peace is in that. That God is with you. Fear not. Say that right now. Fear not. I want you to put your name in front of it. I say this to myself, Jeff. Fear not. I say this to myself all the time. Jeff, if God be for you, who can be against you? I say this to myself right now. Jeff, nothing can separate you from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. Jeff, God said he would supply all your need. Jeff, God says that he hears the effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous. Keep at it, boy. Keep at it. I speak to myself all the time. David spoke to himself. People of faith speak to themselves and they speak to the circumstances, because if you don't, they will speak to you. Oh, do you hear what I said? You speak to yourself and you speak to your circumstances, or your circumstances will speak to you. Whose voice is the loudest? You see, when we make God's voice the loudest, when we're speaking and declaring and decreeing what God says, that brings faith into our atmosphere, and we no longer have to be afraid. Just say this right now. Fear, go. I will not be afraid. God is with me. I know you're facing a difficult report. I will not be afraid. Trust in the Lord. Lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all thy ways, and he will direct thy steps. He will show you the adjustments that are necessary. In the name of Jesus. But fear not. Fear not. For he is with you. Don't be confused. Don't be dismayed. Don't have to figure it all out. Don't have to have all the answers. Trust in the Lord. And recognize. Do good. Okay? Do good. Follow the Lord with all of your heart. He'll strengthen you. He'll help you. He'll uphold you. And you'll be able to see ultimate victory in your life. You know, give your heart to God. And just remember, not only is it your heart that you must give to him, but your heart represents so much more. It represents your life, the essence of who you are. Your heart isn't that organ that beats. Your heart is out of your innermost belly, out of what makes you you. Give him all of you. Mark Batterson wrote a book, All In. I love that book. It's All In. It's about getting all in everything Jesus has for you. If you want total healing, get totally into Jesus. If you want total prosperity, get totally into Jesus. If you want total restoration, get totally into Jesus. I didn't say into the topical matter I just said. I said into Jesus. for he is the answer, he is the way, he is the one. And remember this, he loves you, wants a relationship with you, and you choose a lifestyle of faith, and that you want to target your faith to receive. Don't just shoot arrows of faith out there, target them so that you can receive, because faith brings it to pass in your life. There are principles that causes God's word to come alive. There's the person and the principles. You say, Pastor Jeff, you repeat this many times. Yes, because it's a fundamental truth. There's the principles of faith and the person of faith, Jesus Christ. Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith. The principles of faith tell us how to walk by faith. He gives us examples in the Word of God of men and women who walked by faith. And we learn that our natural tendency, listen, our natural tendency is to walk by what our five senses say, taste, smell, touching, hearing, and seeing. But we must remember, when we have become born again, we are not to have our life dominated by those senses. Rather, our inner man, our spirit man, our, let me say it to you right now, our faith man. Years ago in the first church I pastored, I had people, they had a t-shirt made for me, and it said faith man. And so every once in a while I'd wear it to church underneath my shirt, and I'd just be preaching away, and I say, you know what? Sometimes you got to be just like, you know, Superman, and you got to come out and take off that suit, and you got to go let faith man come out. You know, just do that right now as a point of contact, you know? Just act like you're opening up your shirt and just go, faith man or faith woman is coming out right now. And let that relationship with Jesus come alive. Come alive. And recognize that we are not dominated by what we see. Our faith man comes alive as we feed him the Word of God, as we renew our mind in the name of Jesus, as we see that God wants us to be constantly renewed in the spirit of our mind, he tells us. He tells us to bring our desires under discipline and control. He tells us that we must learn to walk through things. He tells us in Isaiah 43:1, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I'll be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you. You know, what is he trying to tell us? He's trying to tell us in every situation, he's with us and we don't need to be afraid. And the Word of God says, when you pass through it, not if, but when you pass through it. Many mistakenly think that faith will enable them to avoid the difficulties of life. I've never said that. The people of faith that I have followed, it says, follow those who through faith and patience inherit the promise. Matter of fact, I've seen them face some of the most difficult, biggest obstacles I've ever seen. I've seen people of faith face them and pass through it. Why? Because walking by faith means we walk through it. Rivers, the flood of the enemy, yet not drown. Flames, fiery darts, the devil throws at you, yet not be burned. That is why it's important to walk by faith. Faith is not precious until it's been tested and tried. It says in 1 Peter 1:7 that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, extremely valuable, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. That's why God always gets the praise for everything that is done in faith. In faith, God gets the praise, because it's none of you and it's all of him. It's you trusting him. It's you walking through the fire. It's God doing the impossible through you. In the name of Jesus, he'll get the glory for it. We've got to walk through the things. When we see that the Word of God declares to us, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. The valley of the shadow of death is a valley you'll pass through many times in your life. And we must always remember to fear not. You need to learn to tell the devil to get out of your meal. That's right. God says that he'll prepare you a table in the presence of your enemies. You need to stay in that presence of God and receive a fresh anointing. And listen, Psalm 23 and verse 6, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Well, you know, we're going to eternally dwell in the house of the Lord. And right now, you know, you and I are his house, his temple. We're built together. God wants us to be connected. And there is an anointing and a unity that flows when God's body is connected. encourage you. Get involved. You want to see faith life lived out? You want to see victory? You want to be part of seeing the plan of God come to pass in people's life? We all have a part to play in what God is doing. And that's why God connects us. He takes the finger and connects it to the hand and connects it to the wrist, connects it to the arm. And then guess what? You get a working component. That's what God's trying to do in His church, is to connect the right people in the right place. Could you imagine if the hand says, I want to be the wrist, and the wrist says, I want to be the nose? No, it doesn't work that way. God assigns and places. Can we just be content with where God is placing us and the giftings that God has given us, and by faith, trust that God is at work? You know, this is an exciting adventure, and I'm so thankful to be able to speak into your life, and so thankful for all of our friends and partners. And matter of fact, if you'd like to partner with us and help us continue the broadcast, ever expanding and doing more by reaching out and touching more people's lives, go online to restorechurch.ca. Restorechurch.ca, and just go on to connect right there and send us some information. You know, give us your information. We'll send you our free mini book entitled Turning Trouble to Triumph. Matter of fact, I'd like to encourage you to go online and listen to the messages that we've been archiving there on faith, so that you can learn to target your faith and receive. Got so many good things that God is doing. God wants you to, as you get a hold of the principles of faith, that it should do something in your life. It should rearrange the priorities of your life. Rearrange the priorities of your life to where God's priorities are first. I started earlier today and I asked you the question, you know, do you want to set biblical goals? And let me give them to you one more time. Pray. Pray. Begin everything with prayer. Give God's power a chance to work in your life. Write down what God says. Move in the direction with some action steps to do it. Review. Prove all things. Hold fast that which is good. Overcome fear and obstacles. And get a hold of do everything. Do it all with excellence. And when you do that, that's amazing what God will do. Like to invite you. Come join us this Sunday, 10:30, 1621 Valley View Road. Val Curran, May, and I would love to shake your hand and pray with you. And we're going to have a great time. If you live outside of the greater Sudbury area and you don't have a church home, get in touch with us. We'd like to get you to a good Bible-based church. If you go online, contact us. We'll send you our free mini book. We want to hear from you. Thank you for allowing us the privilege to speak in your life. Lord, thank you for blessing. Thank you, Lord, for moving obstacles. Thank you for your presence just manifesting in the lives of people, God. You are good and you are merciful. Show them your goodness today, God. Give them victorious living today by faith, God. Let them see your hand at work in their life today, because now faith is. Bless them, Lord, in Jesus' name. Remember this, Jesus is risen. Victory is assured. Give me the
word. Thank you for tuning in to Give Me the Word with Jeff Edwards. For more faith-building messages and resources, visit us online at restorechurch.ca and download our app today. Remember, Jesus is risen. Victory is assured.